Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's session of the Committee of Competitiveness, and we can compete with the complicated family names. But we cannot, with John Miguel, he's absolutely champion with two names and two family names. We cannot compete with John Miguel, so. Well, in 6.5 minutes already, I will try to tell you the Georgian story. It's a difficult. Let me start with the that we were lucky, actually, with the huge support of UNEC and team of the specialists, because a few years ago, my government established the interagency commission on the levels of the deputy minister in order to foster circular economy and its functioning. I'm a member of this commission. And we started with the assessment report and roadmap, and I'm happy that Ms. Novak, in those, if you remember those white screen, we have just one point, Georgia, around the white region, and among those 350 roadmaps is one of the Georgian actually study. Now we are drafting the new strategy. We were at that time, we were drafting the new public finance management reform strategy, and that time we were drafting the new public procurement law. And now we are drafting the green growth strategy for Georgia with support of World Bank. It was GIZ support and UNDP and the government of Sweden. So UNEC, a lot of international, development partners were involved in those those exercises. So we were lucky because the, state of art knowledge was transferred from the UNEC and the UNEC team of experts to the Georgian stakeholders. It helps us very much to develop those, policy papers. After that, we customized this. Also, we were lucky and we appreciate very much that flexibility of UNEC, that we kindly ask them to help us in drafting of the bylaws, to have an instrumental. You are all the professionals, and you know that not only the primary legal provisions are needed. So now we, in my country, we are very much using the secondary legislation. So, and we call them also soft law, the third level, guidelines, manuals, and so on, with support of UNEC. We drafted several bylaws, especially defining the innovation partnership procedure. And we have now the new handbook on innovation enhancing procurement for Georgia, also drafted by UNEC. And it was like a clear link from the Innovation for Sustainable Development Review for Georgia. Then we had a special chapter on public procurement, and now we have a handbook. So it was a great link and the line, and I wanted to show you the, best practice of supporting UNEC, the regional, the countries in the regional side in real support and real assistance. Then we were benefiting from the capacity building activities, capacity development. We are like a central policy body, and we are functioning as a CPB as well in the country. And we had a training center. We have a training center, and we transferred this new knowledge via our operations to the contracting authority. Unfortunately, in my country, we have approximately 4,800 contracting authorities. It's a huge army. More than 12,000 public officials on the daily basis are running approximately 200,000 public procurement transactions each year. Among them, 33,000 open tenders. In my country, everything is totally, fully electronic. And now I am coming to the challenges and then kindly would ask for next steps or next support. Well, challenges. We are candidate member state. I see a lot of EU member states and even a lot of candidate member states. But firstly, European Commission We committed ourselves to transpose the EU directives, especially generation of 2014, plus remedies, plus defense and security. So different years, up to 7 different directives. But among them, the EU acquis has no concept of PCP or IEP. Those are, especially for candidate member states, it's very difficult actually to transpose or to buy or to fund via real public procurement transaction research and development work or to run PCP. It's even impossible. Then the second comes, well, still public procurement is a very strict budgetary and public finance management area. And it directly comes from the public budget. Budget is voting by the parliament, according even by EU directives, but especially in Georgia, we have very strict annual public procurement plans in advance. And then drafting in advance, and then it's almost impossible, actually, during the year to have any flexibility or to run an innovation partnership, let's say, procedure. What does it mean? It means that you have no idea what you want to buy. You know, it's for my country, with the transition economy, for small economy, limited budget resources, we have no money for that. We have a lot of challenges, you know. We need roads, hospitals, kindergartens, food for kids, municipal transport, green transition, street lighting. No. And that's why, you know, it's a plus. The third challenge is a philosophy, you know, mentality. Mentality of those 12,000 public procurement professionals, practitioners, that they wanted to buy cheapest solution. And tomorrow, you know, I'm afraid that just we are 2 persons coming from public procurement area in this room and this area. And I'm trying to challenge, no, tomorrow, we need tomorrow and cheapest one. Value for money, value for money, value for money. Even for NASA is a value for money. NASA is running the missiles with the Chinese cheapest something details. David will agree with me. So.
Thank you, Kasha. I think that's an okay, excellent point to round up on value for money and needs.
Half of my speech. So. Okay. Can I do?
Well, we'll get back to you. You'll have a chance to comment on that when we take questions from the audience. So I think this was very inspiring to hear.
Very sorry. May I just one sentence kindly ask UNEC for next steps? So, well, I mentioned review. It was 5 years ago. We do need the customization. We do need to new assessment and new report for the Georgian public procurement. We do need to continue capacity building activities still. We have a lot of gaps. We are not such a developed country, right? Norway, Netherlands, Slovenia, or something, or some others, or Germany. And we do need the interregional networking, international networking, exchange of knowledge, exchange. I learned a lot even in few minutes ago from my colleague from Slovenia, even exchange of the knowledge. So. Many thanks for any donor community in supporting of my country in that. Many thanks.